go back to the days of December?
Can I go back to the days of December? That's Shekinah with Please Mister. Right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It is 3:15 right now. And some fantastic things are coming your way. That is the Namibia Youth Invitational, which is going to be kicking off next month. That's the 7th of the 12th. And joining me in the studio is the Operations Manager, Mr. Kristen. How are you doing, man?
All right, on your side, Arthur.
Ah, all good. How's the weather treating you?
Man, trying not to blow away, yeah? First it's the cold, now it's the wind we must fight. But we praise the Lord.
Very soon it'll be a flood or something.
Who knows? You never know these days.
Now let's kick it off. Now, the Namibia Youth Invitational is coming our way. That's going to be from the 7th to the 12th of July.
Yes.
Right. Now, can you tell us a bit more about this tournament that's coming up?
All right, so we had this tournament last year as well. Mm-hmm. The team that won that tournament was Paul Boys High.
Yeah.
So you might know that I'm mentioning a team from South Africa. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes this tournament really unique. You know, it's one thing to play against each other as schools, but we also bring some teams from across the border from our neighboring country to come in, spice it up a bit. So we have the likes of Paul Boys High coming in, SA Dream Hunters, Durbanville High, Hearties, Belleville, just to name a few. And so it's really going to be an awesome tournament of hockey and rugby. There's going to be some big hits, some amazing short corners.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, it's to get more exposure to our local youth teams.
Yeah.
Because you can't grow if you don't play.
Exactly. Now, why did you guys feel it was important to incorporate that's both Namibian teams as well as South African teams?
I think it's really just that I almost want to use the word like cross-pollination, We've got skills, we can show them. They definitely have skills, they can show us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also nice as an athlete to say, okay, these big teams from SA are coming. How do I measure up?
Mm-hmm.
Looking past the results and so forth, even just, head to head. What are things I can work on after the match? And even just rubbing shoulders with some of the athletes your age from different countries. I think it's a recipe for success.
Exactly. Now, working with youth within this particular tournament, what role does this particular tournament, play in promoting youth development and community involvement within the Land of the Brave?
Man, I think it's a chance. I mean, if you look on our socials, we've been very active. We've been going to our different sponsors and getting interviews with them.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a tournament that just Gravity does alone.
Yeah.
It's the likes of Topscore, the likes of Indongo Toyota. This is some of our sponsors, FabuFarm, Click. And then as well as all the schools participating, the coaches and the managers,
mm-hmm.
All the friends coming to support their friends as they're watching the different sports.
Yeah.
It's really a community thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it without the community.
Exactly.
So I think it's a perfect opportunity, obviously, for the sponsors to get some exposure, for the kids to play, but ultimately for us as a Namibian community and specifically the youth, just to go show our talent and to have fun while doing it.
Exactly. Now, for the couple of days, that is, I think about 5 days, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, more or less a week.
More or less a week. Now, what can we expect? And if we're people that would like to support, how can we be part of this event?
So, it's good that you mentioned that. We're going to be at VAP Sport Grounds there by Wanderers.
Mm-hmm.
It's $20 entrance fee every day for the tickets.
Okay.
And then what you can expect, like I said earlier, big hits in the rugby, awesome plays in the hockey. There's going to be some coffee for those who, like the early mornings with some caffeine. There's going to be some amazing stalls. Beefco's going to have a stall there. We're going to be selling our Living Ball product, which is basically a product coming from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's this amazing line of rugby balls, soccer balls, netballs with quite a cool message if you look a bit closer.
Okay.
Come and check that out. And then, of course, amazing sport on display as well.
Exactly. Now, for all the kids that are listening right now, for the youth that are listening right now, maybe a parent that's like, I want my kid to, play rugby or hockey at some point in time. How can they eventually be part, of this particular tournament, maybe next year, the year after?
Man, it really depends. Obviously, we're going to try our best to keep having this tournament over and over.
Mm-hmm.
But it also depends on the various stakeholders involved. And what I mean by that is really the schools.
Yeah.
If you're going to whatever the school's name might be, go to your coach, say, hey coach, did you see this awesome tournament? Please sign us up.
Mm-hmm.
Because then again, it might be a bit of a cliche, but you can't grow if you don't play.
Exactly.
So we need that game time here in Namibia. And so to answer your question, go to your coaches, go to your school, tell them about this tournament, tell them about the Food Lovers Gravity Cup, which we also had earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the space for any other tournaments we may be doing and get your team signed in.
Exactly. And with that said, thank you so much for joining me in studio. I mean, I love what you always say. You can't grow if you don't play.
Yes.
Well, looking forward to this one. If you missed it, it's from the 7th to the 12th of July. That is going to be happening at the
at the Wanderers Sport Ground, specifically WAP Sport Grounds behind.
Exactly. Mm. Well, that's it. Thank you, Kristen. Thank you so much for joining me in studio. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Ah, you too, man. It was a pleasure being here.
Exactly. I hope you don't blow away. Keep it locked if you did miss the chat and you'd still like to be part of it. Make sure to go to our website. That's at www.freshfm.com.na. Click on podcast and you'll find the talk over there. Now, let's dive back into the music. But first, let's quickly check in on Best of Nam. The voting rounds for Best of Nam.